The Your Utah, Your Future survey last spring showed that people are concerned about water. It also shows they support building the Lake Powell pipeline. But some critics are now questioning the results. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Around 53,000 people weighed in on a poll that's designed to guide the state's decision makers. 85% say they'll conserve water as the population doubles over the next few decades. And Envision Utah says half of those surveyed statewide back the Lake Powell pipeline, despite its billion-dollar cost. Ari Bruning is chief operating officer for Envision Utah, which mounted the poll.
It comes down to the question of, do we cap growth by running out of water in that part of the state?
Even with aggressive conservation and pulling up some lawn, Bruning says,
we couldn't get to 2050 without the Lake Powell pipeline.
The idea that southwestern Utah can't survive without the controversial pipeline doesn't hold up for conservation activist Lisa Rutherford. She points to legislative audits that say Utah's water data is too incomplete for decision-making. And Rutherford says about half of the survey advisors are part of Utah's water development community.
I don't mean to demean these people, but I do mean to question the focus. Was this set up to support the people who have skin in the game?
Rutherford points out that the only scenario in Envision Utah's survey that didn't include the pipeline showed a landscape largely devoid of plants and local farms, lost jobs, and stagnant economies.
That kind of bleak scenario would scare anybody off, but it's not really the truth.
Envision Utah's findings are available online for water and other topics. Judy Fays, KUER News.